John 19, the first part of verse 38 says, "Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus." In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word. So are we all back from spring break and ready for the final quarter? Joseph? 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 And Joseph, there are at least four Josephs on campus, aren't there right now? But if you think that's something, there are at least 11 Josephs in the Bible. But this Joseph was afraid. As a member of the council, he knew some of their plans and their inclinations, although he probably was not invited to all of their meetings. They might have guessed that he would not consent to their murderous political plots. Joseph certainly knew how his colleagues could bring financial pressure if they ever got their hooks into him. He knew that he would be in a bad position. They were not above foreclosing on poor widows if it suited their purpose. And that would affect his whole family. No doubt about it, the Pharisees and rulers could be fearsome enemies. Joseph knew that they were capable of plotting the execution of a man for no greater crime than that he was given new life by Jesus. So it would not be much of a stretch to believe that the lives of his loved ones would also be at risk if the Jewish leaders found out about his interest in Jesus. There was one other member of the council, Nicodemus, who shared Joseph's admiration of the rabbi from Nazareth. But he wouldn't want that to get around either. Nicodemus had gone to Jesus under the cover of darkness, spoken to him at night. Maybe he shared his notes with Joseph of Arimathea. He didn't share them with many, because he too was very much afraid of what the Jewish leaders might do in their anger or in their panic. Of course, Joseph and Nicodemus were not the only followers of Jesus who were afraid, not by a long shot. The most prominent disciple of Jesus had crumbled under the pressure of being recognized just last night in the high priest's courtyard. The other disciples had all run away so terrified that they would leave their clothes rather than get caught. Now they were cowering behind locked doors, afraid that Jesus' execution could be the start of some bloody pogrom. And yet, here are these two formerly fear-filled secret disciples, the one going boldly to Pilate and requesting custody of the body of Jesus, for whose blood the people had screamed that very day. And the other disciple contributing precious spices, showing honor to him whom once he would only visit by night. And they didn't even take the body down secretly either, did they? The Jews knew right where it was deposited and could send the Roman guards to the right place to stand guard at the gravesite. So what had happened? What could possibly overcome the fear of Joseph and Nicodemus so that they became bolder than those who had been open disciples of Jesus during the good days? Have you ever been fearful? Ever ride your bike or drive your car around a corner and suddenly realize that you had misjudged how fast that truck was coming? Or what if you were on a choir tour and your bus crashed like that one at Osseo a few years ago? What if there were still people on the bus who needed to get off, but you could smell the gas from that car, and it could explode at any minute. What could possibly overcome the fear of being hurt or killed except caring about them more than you did about yourself? How many parents haven't cast fear aside and cared for sick children, maybe even getting the disease themselves, or rushed into traffic or other hazards in order to rescue their children? For Joseph and Nicodemus, it was also caring about Jesus that overcame their fear. He was, after all, the one who had shown them that their own righteousness was not enough before God, but then he was the one who had come to give them what their own works could never achieve, and that is a secure future. Something that you are all looking forward to. He was the one who had come to remove what a burden from their shoulders. Clearly, he was not worthy of death, but it was their love for this Jesus that Joseph and Nicodemus were exhibiting when they tossed fear aside and acted as his followers and friends. And that is why, year after year after year, we review again and again how Jesus came to take our place before the throne of God, to live our life for us, the life we should live, to die our death for us. We want never to forget these things, but rather to learn better how everything relates to Him. In Him, all things hold together. We want to know Him better, that we may love Him more. Perfect love drives out fear. Stanza 7. I fear.